We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We are back. It's time for another edition of the Carolina Insider Rapid Reactions Edition. And this one comes after quite a victory for the Tar Heels. A 45-point win over Louisville, 99-54 the final. The 45-point margin of victory ties for the second largest in an ACC game in the Roy Williams era. Only a 51-point victory over NC State a couple years ago is larger than this one. Adam, certainly we all understand that Louisville was coming into this game in a difficult situation. The Cardinals had not played in 19 days. They had been limited with their practice time due to some COVID problems. And with that understanding, Carolina still did what it needed to do and did so pretty emphatically in this game.
Well, absolutely, Louisville was limited by the fact that they haven't played. I also remember last season Carolina played quite a few games without a full deck, and I don't remember a whole lot of sympathy in that scenario either. So you play the games that are on the schedule and that are added to the schedule, and Carolina did that tonight and played very well in basically every phase of the game, other than free throws, we know, but just did a little bit of everything and eventually just got Louisville to the point where it felt like the Cardinals didn't really want to be there anymore.
So 99-54, the final. I don't know how much analysis we need to do outside of Adam's rapid reactions. So let's get to it. Adam, your first reaction to this one has to do with the Tar Heel big guys, but two in particular, and all four were good tonight. But that freshman pair of Walker Kessler and De'Ron Sharp, big games for that duo.
You got to imagine that Louisville goes home thinking, oof, they brought those guys off the bench. De'Ron Sharp with a double-double with 21 points and 11 rebounds, and Walker Kessler just stuffing the stat sheet with 10 points, 3 assists, 2 blocks, 2 steals. He did a little bit of everything. He dove on the floor. He even called a timeout and didn't get yelled at by Roy Williams, which almost never happens. So a great night for the Carolina big men who showed that they can do a little bit of everything.
Walker Kessler even got a little bit of guff from his teammates for that missed layup in transition, but he was right there to tip it back in. De'Ron Sharp, 21 points, 11 rebounds, as Adam said, played just 17 minutes to get those numbers. Kessler played just 12, I think Adam said that, to have that stuffed stat sheet. So that's, by the way, for Kessler, 3 straight games that he's played 12 minutes and 3 straight games that he has produced some very solid numbers for Carolina coming off that bench. And by the way, the bench in total, big numbers tonight, 45-18. Carolina's bench outscored Louisville. Adam, your second point on this one had to do with ball movement, player movement, and just the number of assists that Carolina had.
29 total assists for the Tar Heels. Some where you would expect from the guards, but you also saw some from big man to big man. Carolina really passing the ball well in all areas of the court, able to create some easy baskets against Louisville's defense. Louisville tried man-to-man. Louisville tried zone. nothing could really slow down the Tar Heel offense because they were moving the ball so effectively.
By the way, those first two plays that you saw in that B-roll footage over Adam talking, those were back-to-back plays. It was one where a pass to Baycott at the high post, he knocked in the jumper, then the very same position gets the ball, makes the extra pass to Brooks for the bucket, and I think it was 7 total assists by the Tar Heel big men, and Adam, a lot of those did go big to big in this game.
I don't think there was one time in that game where you thought, that maybe wasn't the best shot. The Tar Heels could have been a little more patient there. Felt like everybody was always looking to make that one extra pass.
By the way, coming up in just a second, you are going to hear from C.B. McGrath, per usual, as he breaks down some of the key moments in this game. You're going to hear Coach Williams' press conference. And Adam, who'd you talk to after the game?
Dayron Sharpe, Mr. Double-Double.
21-11 for Dayron, and an interview with Adam. What a night for Dayron. So we're going to get to that in just a second. But one more rapid reaction, Adam. This was a tight game through the first 10 minutes or so, but the last 10 minutes of the first half, Carolina really bludgeoned Louisville, and it was all, at least point-wise, from freshmen.
Did it all with the freshmen, as the freshmen scored 33 points in a row to close the half. Seems like a long time ago that this was a close game, but it was. And Kerwin Walton got hot, made some three-pointers. Caleb Love throwing the assist to Walker Kessler, who's then, there's one of those big-to-big passes as Dayron Sharpe with the powerful finish. And then this was a nice punctuation mark to the half right here from Caleb Love.
Yeah, I thought that play kind of summed up the game, where Carolina was aggressive defensively. Garrison Brooks tipped a pass away. Good hustle by Love to go get it, and then good awareness to finish in transition right before the halftime horn. That play kind of summed up what a positive night it was for Carolina with the 99-54 win over Louisville. Okay, we've got a lot that we still need to do. We're going to send you to Coach Williams' post-game press conference, then Adam's discussion with Dayron Sharpe, and then after that, we're going to bring C.B. McGrath in the mix and chat with C.B. about some of the key moments of the game as well. Boy, all Tar Heels tonight, 99-54 over Louisville. Stay put, a lot more to do after you hear from some Heels post-game here on the Carolina Insider.
Well, needless to say, the biggest thing, biggest question or not the question, biggest statement of the game probably is that we caught them at a very good time. They haven't had practices like normal, like they were having earlier in the year. They beat Florida State. They beat Duke. We caught them on a really good time. And for us, it wasn't a really good time for them. We did share the ball better tonight than we have been doing. We did everything better except shoot free throws. We didn't make free throws, and shows how smart I am. I had everybody shoot individually 300 free throws this week with the manager counting, and everybody on the team shot above 79%. So that didn't work. I'll try something else next week. But have 5 guys in double figures. It was important. It was a close game. It was a 2 or 3 point game, and I think that's when Kerwin went on a stretch there, made 2 or 3 threes in a short time period there. And then every time we made a substitution, those guys that came in the game were really important. Dayron was 6 for 8 at halftime, and both of his misses were about a foot away. But, again, I thought he was really active, 21-11 for him. But the biggest thing is for us, we shot the ball well, which we haven't done very often this year, and we didn't turn it over very much, 29-11. Those are kind of things that we've been trying to emphasize more than anything. But, again, we caught a team that didn't have their game legs today.
Hey, Roy, you guys added a game last week. You announced another one for this week. Could you see a benefit maybe in the days since the other night where you guys played? You know, you got a game in there, something to build on for these young guys. Did you see a benefit tonight, and do you the result you wanted in that regard?
I think they do get a benefit from playing. But, guys, we're it's legal to have 27 regular season games. I'd like to get 27 in. It's like I told you whenever it was, the last game. If you lose a game, we're going to try to do everything we can to get the ACC games rescheduled. And if that doesn't work, then there's a lot of teams around the country like us that don't have as many games. And so I think it's good for kids to play. Dayron just walked in. I guarantee he enjoys the games a lot more than he does my practices. And so he's silently, not silently, he just very small nod of recognition to our athletic director right there at that time. But I do think kids like to play, and it gives you a little bit more of a rhythm. You have 2 or 3 practices, and then you play a game. 2 or 3 practices, and you play a game. 2 or 3 practices, and you play a game. And, you know, we're still hoping we get 27 in. We don't know if it's going to happen or not, but we're still hoping that we do. But, yeah, I think it was a benefit. And, of course, I feel that way because it was my idea.
movement, but is also maybe the moving without the ball. Was that, that seemed like it was really good tonight. Like somebody like Dayron, it seemed like he was cutting well and just getting him going to the basket, you know, seemed like it was a pretty nice formula for you guys because he's so strong around there. Was the moving without the ball maybe better than you've seen it?
Well, it's something we've been working on all year long. In my entire coaching career, I've yelled run more than anything, and with this team, I've yelled move more than anything. I'd like to have a certain amount of dollar for every time I've yelled move, but I do think they're understanding that a little bit more. And, you know, our big guys can score. We got to get the ball to them. And then the defense sags back in so much, then all of a sudden those outside shots get a little better. But we've tinkered with the offense a little bit this last week, trying to add one other thing, and maybe that's helped us. But I think the kids just understanding it more and understanding everything that we're trying to say and do. And, gosh almighty, we've practiced, was it 75, Dayron? So I think we've had 75 practices. I mean, you ought to be able to get some meaning across to them.
Dayron Sharp, hot off a 21-point, 11-rebound performance in Carolina's win over Louisville, joins us from the Carolina locker room. Dayron, 99-54. What happened in that game?
I feel like today we just came out with like a mindset, like, you know, like we had lost. We beat Duke game, then like we had lost to Virginia, and like the Virginia game was just, it wasn't bad. It was a bad game for us, like very bad game for us. And we came out versus Northeastern, played good, and I feel like we just kept rolling off there and just built up to the Louisville game.
What difference did it make in tonight's performance that you were able to get out there and play midweek rather than sitting for a week?
I feel like when you got multiple games during the week, it's just help you get that game flow, that game feeling. Like you sit out for a week, it's just practicing versus each other, like you know each other plays and stuff like that. So, like, when you play multiple teams during the week, you just get, like, a more of a game feeling versus other people.
You had 11 rebounds. 8 of them were offensive. How were you able to get to the offensive glass so effectively?
Well, my teammate puts a shot up. I just find a way to get in front of the guy in front of me, and then I go get the ball.
What have you learned are the skills necessary to be a good offensive rebounder this year at this level?
For one thing, I always, like, just try to, like, pit body contact on them. So, like, I won't try to let nobody out muscle me for the offensive rebound, the defensive rebound. I'm going for offensive rebound. So, then I just try to, like, get in front of them so I can have, like, a better chance of getting the ball if we go either way.
Speaking of body contact, you had some pretty ferocious dunks in this game. Where do those rate on the Dayron Sharp highlight reel?
They probably midway, you know, had some crazy ones in high school.
Did you have any as on someone as that one tonight was?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Tyler Hansbrough talked the other night about how he felt like maybe you didn't even realize how strong you are. And you told us on the audio podcast that you don't feel like you're that big. Are you starting to figure out how to throw that size around even at the ACC level?
Yes, I feel like I'm starting to get more used to playing in the ACC and, like, get my feel with my body and stuff like that.
Freshmen scored the last 33 points in the first half. What does that say about this class?
I feel like our freshmen contribute a big part of our team, you know. So, like, if we all contribute and play good, like, we're going to be unstoppable.
Hey, what's going on with Walker Kessler right now?
My boy Walt, and you know, he had like some little shin injuries at the beginning, but now he's back. You know, he's a big part of our team. He helped with rebounding, shot blocking, running the floor, playing hard. You know, he hustles hard. So Walt Kessler's a big part of the team, and I'm glad he's back.
Another guy who's a big part of that team, Dayron Sharp, another double-double tonight. Dayron, thanks so much for the time.
No problem.
We appreciate Coach Williams, of course, appreciate Dayron Sharp for giving us some time. And now it is our favorite time of the show, when Adam and I look slimmer from the side. No, it is when CB McGrath joins us for our Carolina Insider Breakdown.
I'm a little disappointed. No sweater vest out of you guys.
We are sweater vestless tonight.
I did get a haircut and I asked for the Jones Angel.
There you go.
This is as close as they could come.
A little heavy on top, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to break down a few things, but what I sort of picked out, I mean, obviously you went by 45 points. There's a lot of highlights, but there's some things in here that
I guess don't show up in the box score nobody's gonna write about, but why I think Coach Williams is so great as the season goes along with his teams. And, you know, there's gonna be mistakes that are made, and it's how you react to those mistakes. And obviously when you're a freshman, you wanna do everything right, you wanna be praised. And tonight, they did make some mistakes, but they bounced back from those. So we'll see this from a couple of the clips, and we'll talk about some other things as well. So here, obviously, Kerwin, and every Carolina fan knows this, Kerwin is told to throw the ball to David. All right? There's no denying that. This action over here is keeping the defense occupied. So we got Dayron inside going one-on-one. Kerwin needs to feed him the ball. However, he's got to get it to him without turning it over. Well, he did not do that. He did turn it over. But everybody's hustling back. Dayron's hustling back. He didn't put his head down thinking, why didn't Kerwin throw me the ball? Caleb's hustling back. Garrison's hustling back. Leakey's hustling back. Kerwin's hustling back, obviously, because he turned it over. They score it, which is, you know, Coach always, I mean, you're not going to hold a team to 0 points. It's impossible. So Coach's big thing is, if you make a mistake, we got to get the ball out quick. Garrison, I don't know where he was down here, but he was probably in the lane. He hustled down. He gets the ball out of bounds. They got four of their guys all right here. Garrison is throwing it inbounds to Leakey to try and attack going back the other way. Because they scored, they're happy. Leakey gets the ball, makes one pass. Dayron scores it. That's just debilitating to the team. I mean, they're obviously thinking, okay, a lot of times when teams score like that, they celebrate, and the other team says, you know, the coach is slowing them down, saying, you know, slow down, slow down, slow down. Coach has never done that. You always see him going like this, run, run, run. Here's this play, and I know I've talked about it before. Most coaches want everybody thinking that he's going to make it. Coach wants Kerwin, Dayron, Caleb, and Anthony to think Garrison's going to miss this shot. Now, we did not shoot free throws very well, and so I hope Garrison thinks he's going to make it. But if he doesn't, we want Kerwin and Dayron to tap it out so we can get the rebound or get the rebound and see what happens. So he does miss it. Kerwin does a nice job. He tips it out. So as soon as Caleb gets the ball, I'm going to clear this real quick. Coach is yelling, make them pay. So what does make them pay mean? Obviously, make a couple passes. Could Caleb shoot this ball? Sure. But is that the best shot? Maybe he has to take a dribble. Who knows? He passes to Anthony. We want to get a couple passes and hopefully get the best shot that we can to get a basket. Caleb does a nice job screening. Kerwin gets an outside shot, makes a three. Big time deal. Defensively, they do a nice job. So Caleb did a nice job sliding his feet. He got pushed off. Walker's right there to block the shot. Everybody here is trying to see where the ball might go to try and get the loose ball. They're still scrambling around. Dayron comes out to guard number 10. Anthony deflects it. I know Adam talked about this. Walker Kessler dives on the floor, which is perfect, to get the loose ball and actually call a timeout. And I do believe that we have a timeout available. It is possible. All right. So here's another thing. And I talked about this is the same thing. So, yes, everybody wanted Dayron to score. He missed a shot. Could he have made it? I mean, he only missed four all night. He had a pretty good game. Garrison's on the boards. I think that's Andrew on the boards. Okay. Well, he missed a shot. Dayron doesn't worry about it. Obviously, they get the rebound, and they're going to go out on the break or try and do something. So they get the ball. They push it up. Everybody's hustling back. Dayron even hustled back. He's not hanging his head thinking, I missed an easy shot. Dayron blocks a shot, gets the rebound, which is perfect. So now he had missed the shot, an easy shot. He hustles back. He blocks the shot. And now we got RJ right here, Andrew, Anthony are on the break. Garrison is probably going to feel the break at some point. And then, yes, he made the mistake, but Coach always talks about the next play. Next play, next play, and see what we can do. Feeds it to Andrew. Andrew throws a nice bounce pass. Anthony scores. So those are so important as the season goes on. You know, early in the season, you're always trying to do everything right. And you can't. But as the season goes, they realize if they make a mistake, they can help themselves by just hustling back and hopefully helping the team.
CB, we've talked a lot, and I'd be interested in your perspective from the coaching perspective. We've talked about how important it was for Carolina to find that game against Northeastern in the midweek this past week just to play. And with how odd this season has been with the timing, with the disruptions, how important is it, in your opinion, to get those games and so you can get some of that work on the court against somebody else and not just constantly practice, practice, practice?
Yeah, and everybody's talking about, you know, Louisville had this layoff, and yeah, nobody wants to practice, practice, practice. So you practice to play games, and when games get canceled, it is a letdown. And so that was very important. Obviously, you know, I don't know if they're going to have a game this midweek. Is that released or anything like that?
Yeah, playing Marquette on Wednesday.
Okay. So that's perfect. I mean, you don't know. Let's say you don't have a midweek game. That weekend game might get canceled by COVID. I mean, it's just a weird year. And so you want to get as many games you can to keep these guys energized. It's about energy. It's about getting better. It's about playing against somebody else. Every single person on Carolina's team knows what their teammate's going to do. So when Walker Kessler catches the ball in practice and Dayron is guarding him, Dayron knows what Walker's going to do, right? Whoever they're playing against tonight had no idea what Walker Kessler's going to do. And so that gives them some confidence. You know, they might get the angle to score, and they don't know what they're going to do. So it's very important.
You know CB is an authentic Roy Williams former coworker when he doesn't even know who the next game is against. Look, if the Tar Heels are fortunate enough to stay around,
that's right,
they may play Marquette on Wednesday. We'll have to see. CB, so many of those guys that were highlighted in those clips are younger players who have probably never had a coach show them the things that you just pointed out. What will it do for those freshmen when Roy Williams gets in the film room tomorrow or Monday and points out the things that you just showed them?
Well, it's just, you know, the more praise you get, the better you feel, the harder you're going to play, the more you think you're doing the right things. I mean, confidence is so difficult. And this season hasn't been easy for anybody, any team, any player, any coach in the country. And so positive feedback and 45-point victories in conference don't happen. And so it's a huge step going forward for this young team.
So really a positive night all the way around for Carolina. Again, a big victory, 99-54. Tar Heels improved to 14-7 overall, 8-5 in conference play. Louisville drops to 11-5 and 6-4 in the ACC. As C.B. McGrath just broke the news, first time ever, no, as it was released right before the game, Carolina will play on Wednesday night against Marquette. That is a 7 o'clock game in the Smith Center. Former Duke guard, longtime Duke assistant coach Steve Wojciechowski, the head coach of Marquette. So the Tar Heels will take on Marquette Wednesday, then also scheduled to be at home next Saturday against Florida State. So a difficult week, a big week coming up for Carolina, trying to build off a successful 2-0 week with wins over Northeastern and then tonight against Louisville. Adam, anything else before we get out of here?
Wojo, 0-4 in the Smith Center as a player.
Carolina Marquette Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Adam, if something doesn't happen the way you want, remember it was Adam who ruined it. But tonight, nothing would ruin it for the Tar Heels. They win, and they win big. 99-54, the final score in the Smith Center. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll join you again after that Marquette game on Wednesday night with another edition of the Carolina Insider.